You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Coco, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Coco. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this teaching.
Yes.
I am excited about this teaching because it is making me sharp. And it is also making me focus. Mm-hmm. And what is important? The most important thing is to pass the faith on. Mm-hmm. Is to pass the faith on. That is what is important. And building leaders, mm-hmm, like Jesus did.
Yes.
Jesus built leaders that pass the faith on so that it reaches Diana and Errol today. Mm-hmm. if they didn't pass the faith on, we wouldn't be sitting around these microphones today. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Bible was written, almost all of it was written outside of the United States of America.
Yes, yeah, somebody.
So people had to go.
Yeah.
And so that we can know today what we have in the gospel and in Jesus Christ. So our topic all this week is a church that leaves a legacy. So as we're talking about church leaving a legacy, we can also incorporate within our family to leave,
yes,
a legacy,
yes,
within our business to leave a legacy so that it doesn't end just with ourselves. A church should not end when the pastor retires or,
yes,
the pastor transitions onto glory. The church should not end. There,
yes,
should be leaders that have been trained up with that anointing and that are moving forward, carrying the legacy, going forth in the mission and the vision and the purpose for that body. And, you know, all throughout the Bible, it talks about that. We have Joshua. He was trained up and equipped by Moses.
Yeah.
Then you have Elisha. He was trained up and equipped by Elijah. And then Paul, he had many spiritual sons. The Bible doesn't mention any physical, biological sons that Paul has, but it mentions many spiritual sons, yeah, that he had, and he would commission them and he would send them out to do specific tasks and to operate in certain regions, and he would just move them around like chess pieces,
yes,
from where he was so that they would go out and do and carry forth the good news of the gospel. So we have so many examples in the Word of God of people being trained by people. God being the head, but people training people and investing their time, submitting their resources and their knowledge into other people. You know, when David had it in his heart to build the temple to God, and then God said, no, you've been a man of war. It's for your son Solomon to do. He's a son of peace. David, he made much preparations before he died. He gathered together the blueprint. He got with God, and he got that blueprint for the temple. And he went through, and he gathered all the different resources, so many resources, gold for gold, silver for silver, iron for iron. And not only stuff, he gathered people who were experts, craftsmen in the field to be able to work. And then he presented his son, Solomon, as he handed over the vision to Solomon. And he said, look, everybody who has been and that have helped me in the past, I now submit you to my son, Solomon, to listen and follow his leadership. He submitted, David submitted everything that he had, every resource, every person, every network, every influence. He submitted it to his son, Solomon, to be able to do what God called him to do. So can we do that? Can we submit everything that we have, that everything that God has given to us, to the next generation so that they can move forward for their leg of the race?
That's exactly right. You couldn't explain it more eloquently than that. And I want to pick up and continue before we can build the future. Before any one of us can build the future, we must honor the faithfulness of God in the past. So here's it. And our opening scripture is Psalm 78, verse 4.
We will not hide from them, from their children.
That's right.
Tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
That's right. Honor the past, the faithfulness of the past. There are people who pray before us, Diana.
Yeah.
There were people who prayed before us. There were people who were around this microphone before us. We got to honor that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were people who sacrificed before us. There were people who gives before us, giving anything. There were people who serve when nobody applaud them. There were no Facebook that they could be seen on Facebook and we applaud them. But they serve. So we got to honor those people. They pass it down. That's why we have it today. That's why we are here to carry on the work that they start, the leg that of their race, they finish it. And they hand off to us. And now we are working on our leg, and we're going to finish our leg and hand off to someone else.
We have the illustration right around us. We're sitting in a radio station that we did not build. And we're using airways that we did not create or not invent.
Yes.
Somebody had a vision for this. Somebody created radio communication. And then with that, somebody decided, let's build a radio station right here in the city of Cocoa, 91.5 WMIE. Let's build this beautiful establishment here. And this building is not deteriorating. It's getting more and more technological advanced. Even over the 7 years that we've been recording here, things have been upgraded. Things are looking good. There's care that's put into it. But we weren't here when it was being built. Yeah. We weren't here when the person had the vision for it and began to put their God-given idea into motion. We weren't here. And, you know, I don't even know how long ago the building was built. I might not even have been born. We don't know. You know, we don't know. Somebody else was doing something for their leg of the race that God put in their heart. And now we sit in the benefit of it now to be able to come and before these microphones and to be able to release the word of God strategically into the airway. So we do our part in our study and our preparation and to come and our commitment to come, but we didn't build the building. It wasn't our idea. We didn't create radio communication. It wasn't our idea, but we benefit from the history of it, and then we fall in line and we utilize it to continue the work that it was intended for. Christian radio station, the intention is to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the intention. So we continue in that legacy by coming and serving and sharing, but we weren't the history of the building.
And to piggyback on what you're saying, with Joshua, the example, Joshua inherits. No, this is it. Joshua inherited something that Moses spent decade building. Joshua inherited. Joshua didn't build it.
Moses was 120 years old when he died. And 40 of those years was leading the children of Israel.
Yeah.
And the 40 years before that was in the wilderness learning the desert and learning how to really submit to the true will of God and to come in under the authority of his father-in-law, Jethro, who helped him set things in order. And then first 40 years, he was in Egypt learning the land that he would go back to and deliver the people. So 120 years. Moses labored for what Joshua in 3 days
got
Joshua, to possess.
Yeah, because Moses did not enter the promised land.
Yeah.
He didn't go in the promised land. But make no mistake, his work helped prepare the people who would. His work that he did prepare the people to go in. So he didn't. He wasn't the one. His leg was finished. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what you were talking about. His leg were finished, and now Joshua picked up his leg. And if you read the whole story, and you know we love the book of Joshua, how Joshua was just sitting and just crying and moaning the death of Moses and this great work now, the void. Not the work. Because the work was always there, but the void.
Yeah,
there was a humongous void. Can you really think about the kind of leader, Diane, that Moses was? This man was bigger than anything. Moses. Moses was the guy who lead the children out of bondage. Moses was the guy who worked all those miracles. Moses was the leader who watched and see Pharaoh and his army go down in the Red Sea. He's a tremendous leader. And now he's dead. Can you imagine that void? Who is going to fill that void? Moses was the one who goes up and get what? The commandment, man.
Yeah.
Talk to God.
Yeah, the design for the Ark of the Covenant the Ten of Meeting.
Yeah.
He had two dimensional visitations from God. For blueprints for him to bring forth and the Ten Commandments.
Come on.
As well.
What a leader that guy was. And yet God came. He prepared. But he didn't just lead by himself. He prepared Joshua. And God endorsed it. Because in Joshua chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to Joshua said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. My servant Moses is dead. He ain't coming back. Now you are prepared for the job. Now you go and you lead these people into the promised land. And as I was with him, Moses, so I will be with you. But Moses has the quality of what? Strength. Be strong and be courageous. Yes.
And Joshua, he was willing.
Yeah.
He was willing to learn over a period of time. Sometimes we only want to learn for 5 minutes and then we want to take it from there.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
I'll take it from here. 5 minutes of learning.
Yeah.
He was willing to learn and he was willing to sacrifice his own intention to support what Moses was doing. Because he saw God working through Moses. So he was willing to submit his life to that. And the same with Elisha. When Elijah threw the mantle and Elisha said, well, let me go back and see. Elijah said, what is it to me if you take it or not? You have to be a willing vessel.
Yes.
And then he went forth and he went with him and he was willing to serve him until Elisha transitioned. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.